Trouble.
Trouble, yeah.
Trouble.
So, there's a big machlokes if they were goyim or Jewish. Okay, so now...
If they're
Megayer them, or is a Meir as a Goy or a Meir as a Jew? So first I'll go with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says in the Medrash, Loi Girum Veloi Hitbilum. They married him a Goy. And at that time, they didn't know that Amonis and Moavis were Mutter. That's Rabbi Meir's statement. So I heard Lotavlum Velagirum. They didn't tovel them. They didn't, you know, they didn't make them Jewish.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, why does it say two words? I hear. The Kabbalah's mitzvahs part. Okay.
Well, they didn't tovel them to go to Nida.
Oh, well, they don't need to, right, if they're a guy. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So they didn't do anything. So I heard a pshat in this medrash when I was in Brisk from Rebel Soloveitchik. Then I saw the exact same shot of David Kronglass. They both said the exact same shot in the Medrash. They both said shot is that what Rabbi Meir is trying to explain is like this. They had a problem because they would rather marry somebody Jewish. But the problem is if they'll become Jewish, they won't be allowed to marry them because then it'll be Loyav and Moavi. Right now there wouldn't be a problem because we know that that you're allowed to marry a Moav lady. It's only you're only allowed Rus, right? She was from Moav. That was the whole, you know, the it's a lav in the Torah.
To be the other way.
No. Oh, no. 1 second. First, let's talk about if they'll be Jewish. We'll see what's the plan. If you're going to be Megayer, they'll turn into Jewish Moav.
Then it's a lav.
The lav of Loyav and Moav Bikal Hashem is only Jewish.
Right.
A Goyish Moav is not a lav of that of Loyav.
How does it work? If you say Yav and Mahani, how does the whole thing work?
How does Kiddushin on a Chayv Lav?
No, how does the Keres work?
There's nothing. No, you're allowed to
become
married.
Just to marry.
You're allowed to
become
married.
Right. You make a guy.
The lav of Lo Yovel is an issue of Kedushin or is it issue of Bia?
Bia.
Not
Kedushin, right?
Not Kedushin,
just Bia. So, Mimela, they made a Cheshbin. If we're going to make them into a Jew, they're going to have a lav of Moavi. Keep them a guy. Now the shayla is nothing wrong with marrying a guy, though.
Yeah.
So now, you know what Taisa says in the, I mean, that's what we're going to get to. I'll just say it the way. Yeah, the tour brings a machlekes. The Rambam says that if you marry a guy, you get a lot of the rice of Lysis Chatenba, and that's really Reb Shimon's sheet and Shas. Rambam passes like. But the Torah says, I don't agree with the Rambam. I hold that the halacha should be like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, Lo Yisis Chatin Bam is only in the seven nations. We'll get to that in a minute. So, Mimela, so Zokter of David Kronglass, this also rebels to the same thing, that Rabbi Meir would go with the Shitas Tanoim, that only seven Umas are alive in the Torah. And Mimela, much better to marry a guy. No laugh. Okay? Wow. Mashenkin, if you marry a Moavi Jewish, you'll get a laugh. Okay, so now, they both said the same cheshbon. Now, the thing was like this. There's really another two things you got to get around. There's three problems with marrying a guy. Number one is the laugh. Okay? Other ones too, but I'm talking about their ices now. Okay, the first one is a lovely sischat. Okay, that's a machlikas tanoim. Fine. Second one is balaramis kanoim poigimboy. Halacha lo meshimi sinai. Right, that if somebody's a balaramis kanoim poigimboy. So that's the rice. So that means a chayim misa. It's not in the Torah, but it's a halacha lo meshimi sinai. So how do you get around that? So that, they both said, not such a shver thing, because it says beferish in the Gemara. That's only the front of 10 people. Beferhesia. It has to be in front of 10 Jewish people. So there was nobody there. It was in Mayav. There was no one there. So Memela, the Pasuk, there's no Pasuk, it's just the Halacha, which we've seen yet. So it's only in front of 10 people. So now I just have to mention, the Shach writes over there, that Lav Davka, that 10 people are standing right there, even if it's going to spread the news to 10 people. There's a call. So I don't know if they called a Deichik or not a Deichik. If they thought they would, people wouldn't find out. I don't know.
The whole world knows about it.
Yeah, Lemaisa, the whole world knows about it. Well, I don't know if they knew that. Yeah, right. I don't know if they knew that was going to happen. Okay, anyways, that's what they wanted to say. So then, okay, so we'll get around that problem too.
Wouldn't it be only B'shas Bia?
People have to know that he is Bo'aleha. But if everybody knows that he married her, so that's called it. They know he's Bo'aleha. Yeah. You know?
But you're only allowed to kill him, B'shas Bia.
Yeah, you're only allowed to kill him, B'shas Bia, but that's like a sign that it's Aser. Right. So we'll say, fine, nobody, 10 Jewish people won't know. Let's see.
But then, that's also, isn't he really Chayav Misa, but just 10 people don't know? Is that a...
Well, that's a Shaila Nachreinim. How do you look at it? Is that just like a prat, or is that like... No, like some people say, no, that's like the Avera is the Chil Hashem, that you're being Mechal Hashem, you know, like that you're doing it. Some people, that's the Avera. Okay, let them go. Fine. The last thing on the obstacle course is a third problem. It says in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, quoted in the Rambam, that if somebody's Balagoy is Chayv Koris Midivri Hanavim, and it brings a pasuk from Malachi, Ki Boal. Bas El Nechar Ve'es Kedosh Hashem Chilal, something like that, he chorus, and there's famous Smag over there. The Smag writes that this chorus is more chomer than all the other choruses that there are, because here not only he will be destroyed, all his descendants will be destroyed. He has a whole thing that it's the worst chorus. So now, how do you get around that chorus? So here there's a Machlekes and Acharonim. Some Acharonim say that chorus also is only in front of 10 Jews, because one of the words in the Malachi there is Chilal Kadosh Hashem. So it says the word Chil Hashem. So even that's only in front of 10 people. So, okay. Then the same way you got rid of that, you got rid of that.
And it says Zainumas also.
Well, no. There it doesn't say Zainumas. In Malachi it's Baal Zel Necher. What do you do?
Is that Nevi'im made that chorus? Oh. Is that Nevi'im made the
well, chorus? Yeah, if you'd say, right, I'm assuming that they're going with, you know, that Ramban that says any new din in the Navi must be that was really there the whole time. So that's what they're assuming in their kasha. So they say, but the Rambam says, Befeirsh, that you get the chorus even Bitsin. So any time he's ball a Goya, he's Chayiv Koris. So now what are we going to do? So for that, they want to say like this. Because in the Pasuk it says, Bo'al Bas El Nechar. Im Kain, it could be that if the person becomes a Ger Toishav, you know, like in other words, if a guy goes in front of Bezdin and says, I'm a Kabbal Design Mitzvahs, then that's called a Ger Toishav. And then that means they're not going to do Avodah Zarah, of course. So then, maybe you don't say that there's a chorus anymore.
Because it's not
the Elmanor. What? Who would they go to Bezdin? Well, I guess the word, some Jews going back and forth, Rashi and Rus writes that the Reuchlin, it says in the Rus, they found out the Rav was over. So I guess they had some, I don't know, they got a hold of three people, they got a Bezdin, and they made her into Ger Toishav. I once saw a remez. Somebody wanted to say that maybe you could bring a shtickel remez that they did. They were Ger Toishav because the famous thing from I think the Gra says that Rus is a gematria 606. Why? Because she already had the seven of the Sheva Mitzvahs and she added on 606. So Mela, it's mashma. She already accepted the seven.
Ger Toishav is not only in Eretz Yisrael.
The concept of being one? I'm not aware. I don't think it's only in Eretz Yisrael.
Because that must be.
Yeah, according to this, she's a Moyev. Yeah, yeah.
You need a basin to make a Ger Toishav?
I think so. I think the Rambam says you're Mekabel Lifnei Bezdin. I think
that's Mekabel Lifnei Bezdin.
I think so.
Yeah. But not 10.
Well, so the Ger is between 3 and 10.
No, 3. Yeah, you know, we're not allowed to have 10. Okay. Well. Okay. So that now the Radvaz was actually asked this shaila: Are you chayiv karis on a ger toishev? So he said, Taki said, l'chayra not, because he wouldn't call her a basel nechar. But he says, l'maisi thinks yeah, because the other half of the pasuk it says chilul kadosh Hashem. So it's still a chilul Hashem, even if she's a ger toishev, it's a chilul Hashem anyway. So, but on this, there's a sefer called Hadras Kodesh, and he says, true, but for that half of the pasuk, you would need 10 people. Because that's the half where it says Chil Hashem. So, Mimela, if you're a Ger Toshav and you wouldn't have 10 people, you wouldn't get the karas. Because you wouldn't have the Basel Nechar, and you wouldn't have the Chil Hashem. So, Mimela, okay, so you could get through the whole, you could get through the entire obstacle course, yeah? You won't have a lav, because she's not from the Zion Umos, and you won't have the Kanoim Piking Boy, because you don't have the 10 people, and you won't have the Chorus, because either you need 10 people, or at least if you're a Ger Toshav, and you don't have 10 people. Then, alright, so that I got through all the Averis. Then there's Drabonis, but that's after their time, so you don't have to cheshbon that at all. Then they even want to say further, that even if you go with the Rambam that says, like the Rabbi Shimon, the Oisis Chatenbaum is on every guy, but even that whole Oisis Chatenbaum, many say, the only applies if she's not a Ger Toshav. And the reason is because it says over there in the Psukim, like four Lavin next to each other. Loisis Chatenbaum, Loisis Chonim, Loisis Chrois Lohem Bris, and there's the Rambam and Malachim brings those down. And he says that the lav of loisichris bris or loisichonim is if they're not a ger toshav. But if they're ger toshav, you could. So it makes a lot of sense that also loisichatenbaum could be the same. So maybe you could get out of loisichatenbaum also by saying she was a ger toshav. Okay? So Ad Kan is the plan of saying that they were a real guy and getting around all the issur derisas. Okay. But now, I wanted to say over the Bach. The Bach, in his Sefer on Rus, he says that he sees that there's like stiras, because from some places it's mashma, she was a guy. And then from other places, he brings down that there's a Zoyer Chodesh, which by the kindness of Rabbi Krasner, he printed it out so in his Sefer, so it's very interesting, so I'll just say it over. The Zohar Kaddish goes like this, that I forgot, one Tana said to another Tana, how come when Ruth became Jewish, she didn't change her name? Okay? And Reb Krasner in the Rambam brings down from the Rambam that says that used to be the Minog, when people became Jewish, they used to change their name.
Well, still is. I mean,
every Ger gets a Jewish name, at least. Yeah. So why don't you change your name? So he says, so the other Tana says back, she did change her name. So he says, what do you mean? Her name was Rus before she was Megayer. So he told him, Chas v'shalom, what do you think? That when Machlon and Kilian married them, they were Goyim? They wouldn't marry a Goy. So she was already a Jew. So her name was Rus because you don't know what her name was before. So he says, do you know what her name was before? Says, yeah. Her name was Gilis. Okay? That's what her name was. Okay, then he asked him.
And then they named the nephew after her.
Then they asked him, he asked him, and what was Arpa's name before?
But wait, Golias came from Arpa.
They did. Yes, he said maybe because her aunt's old name. Because he wanted to be like she used to be. Yeah. So and he asked him, what was Arpa's old name? Her name was Harafa. Well, I know how I knew that, because in the Navi, right? Later, after, when she went back to her old way, she went back to her old name, Harof. That's how he knows, I'm sure. Okay, so that's the Zohar Chodesh.
Her son is from David HaMelech up in the air.
Arpa's son.
Arpa's son.
Yeah. In Chalik, right? Yeah. So anyways, the Azoi's state and the Zohar Chodesh. So the Bach brings it down. So he says, you see, the Zohar Chodesh says that Chas v'Shalom, of course, they're Megayer, and all these other places, Masha, they weren't Megayer. Then he also brings that the Ibn Ezra, the Bach brings from the Ibn Ezra, says that, of course, they were Megayer, because they would never marry a guy. So the Bach says, I'm going to make like a pshara, to like say or shtickle magar shtickle nat. What's the etza? His plan is he brings down the whole Ramba.
The question they have though is how could he leave her there if she was magar?
Oh, very good. I'm going to mamash get to that question in a minute. So. So the Bach wants to make a pshara with the Rambam. There's a whole bunch of Rambams. You know, when Isuri Bia, he says, don't have a Havamina that Shloima, who's called Yadid Hashem, or Shimshin, who's also called all these special names, married a guy. And even though if you read the Psukim, it looks like they did. Like it says, he married this Ammonis and this Mitzris and this Plishti. Don't think that. It's Pashut, they couldn't have married a guy. Ella, what's the side? Ram says, I'll tell you the side. The side is like this, that really, when you want to really megar somebody, they ask you all these questions. Are you being megar for issues? Are you being megar for all these reasons? And then if you answer no, 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 then they tell you all the how hard it is to be a yid. And then if they still see that you want to be a yid, they'll let you go. But all these people that Shloime and Shimshin were megar were being megar to marry those people. They weren't megar l'shem shemayim. So they didn't take him to a real bezdin, official bezdin. They got three hedyotis, the Rambam says. Just three people. And it's kosher. The din is that you don't need a real bezdin. And it's kosher. But since they didn't do a ger like you should, so the Torah considered it like they married goyim. The Torah consider it like they married Goyim.
So why is the Rambam of the Makar for all these nowadays he's shyless about the Geras with
help? Well, one second. Yeah. These people accepted the mitzvahs at least.
Yes.
So that's taka okay. The thing is that if a person's Megayer for ulterior motives,
yes.
Bidiyavid, it's good.
But they have to accept
all the mitzvahs. If they don't accept all the mitzvahs, then forget it. There's only, okay, you already brought it up, and I mean, somewhere along the way, Rav Chaim Moiser has a whole hakir like this. This is a Rav Chaim Moiser like this. If somebody wasn't mekabel all the mitzvahs of Fersha Din and Gemara and Rambam, it's nothing. Gonsh, the guy. But what if the person says, I mekabel all the mitzvahs, but I know I'm not going to do them? Meaning to say, aren't there any Yidden that don't keep everything? So he asks, do you hold that to mitzvah? Yeah, sure, I hold it to mitzvah. I know I'm supposed to do it. I'm not going to do it. So what if a ger says that? So there you have to tie to maybe you're still a ger. He's not sure. You're still a ger. It works. I don't remember if he like says lemaisa 100%, but like he for sure has a like a real the case that happened to him was that there was this lady who was a guy, right? A Jew married a guy, Bikitsin, right? So at some point she says, I want to become convert. Okay, now the din is that midrabanan, you can't marry the lady who you were mizana when she was a guy. So the shaila is, if she's going to convert, she's not keeping that. So then how could she ever be a ger? So Rav Chaim says, not for sure that's not going to work. Because if she's really mekabel everything, but she just says, I'm going to break that din, maybe it could still work. He's not sure.
And it's possible her kids were Jewish after that point. In other words.
Right. If they were Megayer, wow. He writes, Beferish, wow. Don't be Megayer. But he's clearing, what if you did?
Is a Vada Geras, or is it totally Yoyim and totally it's challenged?
Rav Chaim Moiser's Shita is that if you see later on that they're not keeping anything, then it's a Raya, they didn't mean it. And
so no
gear.
That's what's happening here.
That's what you mean nowadays. Oh, by Orpa. Yeah. Oh, so we'll get to all these things slowly but surely. Okay. So, anyways, getting back again to the Bach. So the Bach brought this Rambam down that if somebody's Megayer like that for ulterior motives, so it's like you married a guy, even though you are a gear. So he says that's what these happen here too, with Machlan and Kilyoin. The Rus and Arpag did it because they wanted to marry these people. So it was ulterior motives. Weren't allowed to do that really. So they took him to three head yoytim. They are Megayu them like that. So Memela on the one side, the Zerah Chadash is true that they were Megayu them a little bit. But on the same time, when Rabbi Meir, it's like a Taychik, Rabbi Meir says they weren't Megayu them, he means he wasn't Megayu them in the real Bezdin. They're Megayu them in the Hadyaitis, so that's what Rabbi Meir meant, they weren't Megayu. Okay, that's his Shalom Al Yisrael to put it together. So now, on this, the Tzitz Eliezer says this question that you were asking. So you're telling me, Lamaisa, but they were Jewish. So how in the world did Naomi tell them, go back, don't go with me? You're telling Jewish people to go back, you know what that's going to mean. They're not going to stay from.
Makabal again, maybe? If they stay?
If they stay, but what if they go back?
Which
Arpa went back. So it's your fault now. You're taking a Jewish person and sending him back to be a goy. That's his kasha. Okay, and Rabbi Krasner has a nice marmukim, because maybe someone will say, it's not a deraisa, because there's a klal when it's trei iver dinara, right? When the person could have done it anyways, you're not really over lifnei iver. So maybe someone will say, look, she could go back herself. So it's not really trei iver dinara, it's not lifnei iver. So he says, it's not true. Chazanish says, beferish, that if you convince a guy to do an aveira, that's vada lifnei iver. The whole sugya of Treivin is a different kind of thing. That the guy is the one who's, he's asking for the Treiv. Right? So we say, if he's asking for Treiv, if he could get it anyways, it's the Rabbanan. If he couldn't, it's the Raisa. But if you're the one that's telling the guy to do the Aveira, it's Avada Lifnever the Raisa. So how could she go ahead and tell her to do it, it's the Raisa? That's the Kasha.
What would be the Issa Dera she was telling them? To do what? To stay here?
To go home. She says, go home to your father. Shuvi Elam. Go back.
No, but
be a goy again.
She couldn't be a goy again.
Well, that's what it means, right? You're saying, go back home to your father. Well, what does that mean? Right, she's saying, like, do everything. Go back home and be a goy, which she did. The Mahadrin. She became a massive goy, and she had Golias and all that all of theirs in the world.
What was the Kellogg?
It's nice.
Yeah. Right, yes, right, the course of the Nusra, the Kelev, everything. So that's his kasha. Okay, so Rabbi Krasner says, Shtikl Teretz, he says that if you read Weiter in the Bach, it might be get worked out. Because the Bach writes, why did she say Lechna Shoivna? When she's trying to convince them, go and return. Lechna Shoivna, what's a Tula Shoivna? So the Bach answers like this. The difference is that Naomi chapped right away that Arpa the whole time was like faking. She wasn't too serious the whole time. Well, Arus looked more like she really meant it. So for Arpa, she just says, go. Like, just go home. Like, take a walk. Because you're going, like, you don't have to go from, like, Yiddishkeit to Goyishkeit, you're a Goy all the time. Just go home. For Rus, she said Shoivna, because she is a Yid, and she's saying, go back, like, switch back. Oh, so Meila Zakhtar Kazner, Ibezai, if Arpa really chapped, I mean, Naomi really realized that Arpa was not, didn't mean it, so on that already, there's a klal, this is what Chaim Moiser says, that if you know, or you have Rias, that the person never really meant it, then you're not a ger at all. Even if the person said it, we don't say dvorim shableben and dvorim when it comes to gers. You go by the leif. And memela, if you know the person never meant it, then you're not a ger at all. So memela, if she convinced Arpa to go back, it's nothing, because she really never meant it, and memela, she was a guy. Okay, but that's where Rabbi Krasner stops. But you still have to finish up, because she was trying to convince Rus also. So how about that half? Okay, so for that, I want to say two terutzim. First of all,
maybe she wasn't so sure.
Let's say by Bayaz also that all the stuff that he did in the beginning with her, not to let it out, just let it come collect like the leakage and bail, or leakage, why didn't he just give her it to all to so that she should prove that she really meant it.
Okay, so but if she is possibly that's a good enough heter already. I mean, if maybe she's yid.
It's the other way around. It's a subject.
The chayyur should be right. L'chayr should be something derisive.
Right.
What if she'll listen? So that kasha still is there.
You know Arpa?
Right, by Rus. Well, Arpa, we can say...
She knew she was faking.
She knew. You mean, it's very funny to say she knew.
Of course.
Okay.
It wasn't that she knew. She was testing it to see.
But you can't test that. If it's a lifnei iver.
In case,
I know, because she failed the test, it's not the favor.
She's thinking if she's going to say okay, then that really, that's Gemara, that's a rye. She never meant.
How seriously is this Teretz going to take Reb Chaim Weiser? Is Reb Chaim Weiser say the person is mamish Jewish?
You mean mamish Goyish, you mean, right?
No, mamish Jewish.
Which way?
If they're Makabel, but they say, I just can't do it the whole way. And they have
slate,
right?
He's declaring that they're a full Jew. Yeah,
so
no middle ground here.
Jew, how does Naomi take upon herself to say, well, yeah, I don't think she means it.
She never meant it, we're talking, right? She's saying she never meant it.
And she had rias to that.
Right.
That's the Teretz. Teretz says that she had
rias. She had rias from things she was doing. That's what he writes.
Gave the test.
By the way, I just want to say over that my father told me that he once had a real case. And he spoke to Rav Moshe, or I think maybe not directly, maybe through his son, maybe through Rav David. And he said that his father passed in L'maisa, like Rav Chaim Weiser. That if you have proof that the person didn't mean it, even if they said they meant it and everything, but you see that 10 minutes afterwards, the next Shabbos, they're not keeping anything, they're a gun.
That's the problem.
That's how he passed in L'maisa.
Well, maybe Reb Chaim Weiser only meant it like for that case of Znus, but he doesn't mean it if you were never Kabbal,
right.
Shabbos.
He says Befeirish, right?
Kashrus or
100%. And he says in the same Chuba he says there. He says if the person says that I'm a ger and everything, but you know you have like proofs that he doesn't mean what he's saying, then it's nothing. It's a god. And that's what Rav Moshe Paskin
said. Rav Moshe is in the other way by the Russians, by the Shulams, that when kids would come into school and they would go home and eat tarfas. So they asked Rav Moshe, what should we do with these kids? He says, only by game they have to be mekabel all the mitzvahs at once. Bali Shulam don't have to be mekabel all the mitzvahs at once.
Because they're yid.
Slowly.
Bar mitzvah and they go home and they eat, what do they do?
Maybe the child in the Lechna Shayna is that Naomi knew that Arpa, she had rias behalf, but Arpa was never the Kabbalah. And Rus, she was hoping. Lechna Shayna both were said really to Rus, not so much to Arpa. In other words, whoever wants to go back and whoever wants to come should do it. So that Ruth should understand for herself, you're not in the same matzav as your sister.
She didn't think, or she really didn't think Ruth would listen at all. Like she was hinting to her, right. You're different, so you shouldn't go back.
Right.
It sounds like she meant it. She was. It says Vaterki Misamet says. It sounds like she was really checking. You know.
In other words, it's a psychological thing. If she goes in and comes down hard on Arpa in front of Rus, then Rus is going to get me. I don't want to.
It's too hard. Yeah.
It's too hard. I'm going to protect my sister. I'm going to go back. So she said in a softer way.
To make Ruth
understand,
I hear. Okay, but you have to say a lot, like you said yourself. You're playing with the derais. So I have two answers based on two ritvas to answer the kasha. One ritva is in Avodah Zarah. The kasha is like this: Arpa, okay, she's convincing her because then she doesn't believe she's really Jewish. But how about Ruth? She's being machshelah to go back home and eat treif and be a shiksa when she's Jewish. So there's one ritva in Avodah Zarah Tesvav. He says the Isser Deraisa of Lifnei Iver is only when you're sure he's gonna nichshal. Like a guy says, pass me the treif. Say he's gonna eat it. But if you do something and it's a suffix, shakal, maybe he will do it, maybe he won't. You're not over anything be the rice. Oh, wow. Yep. So with that, that could take care of it.
Yeah,
I mean, let me first make akdamah. The reason.
But once he does it.
If he lemaisa is nichshol, I wasn't over the fenever though.
I
wasn't.
I mean, you're the one.
Well, Messiah is like the Rabbanan.
Okay.
And let's take akdamah. Why did she do it? The reason she did it is pashit. Because she had to see.
Tester.
Right? Tester, is this real or not? So the only thing is you can't try out these things if you're over the rice. But it's not, because she didn't know if she'll pass the test or not. She's hoping probably that she'll pass. So that it's only if neither it's vada. That's
that
one.
But that's
the chiddush of the ritva. That by lifneiver, we only say that it's usur if
no
the person will vada do it. But if it's a suffix, there's no lifneiver. That's not called loisitin michshal. It's only called
lifneiver. If she fails the test, means that she's a guy.
But over here, by Rus, we're not going to.
We don't know.
Well, okay, you're going further. In other words, the Bach doesn't seem to hold that on Rus we can say that, because he says she was like Megar, like Shimshin, and those, she was Jewish, you know.
But
later we'll see somebody says what you said, but it's further than the Bach goes.
But even if you send Orpah back, if she's going back and she's going to be over the Avodah Zarah, you have to thank you for a bad guy. Why can't he?
That's not
Tavi. She's
doing
it
herself.
She's doing it herself.
Tavi
did not.
Well, you're saying that she comes to with Teretz Yisrael, she probably do less of it as I say. I hear. I don't know. But maybe it's not Muchach that she'll do. Avodah Zarah. She doesn't have to, you know. She wasn't.
Yes,
she knows what it means.
Say?
Especially if
no,
you say
she's
a good patient. Officially, she accepted Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
Maybe it's not. That's like yeah, I hear. The other ritva says another yisoid. The ritva asks a kasha. It's a geshmak kasha of the ritva. There's a famous gemara that I forgot the name of the amoira. He went over to in front of his son. And he ripped the beged. And he said, I want to see if he's going to get angry at me. So the Gemara, right? Kedushin, right? So the Gemara says, you're being machshel min kibra vein. He might get angry. So the Gemara said, he said before, not when he was listening, I moichel him if he gets angry at me. Okay? So memela, you're not risking anything. So frek the ritva, you are. Because if somebody thinks he's doing an Aveira and he isn't, it's a Rashi and Matas, you still get an Aveira. Like the lady who thought that she didn't know their father. So Mimela, he thinks he's being Mechutzav on his father. He doesn't know that his father is Meichelim. So Lemaisi, you're still being Machshelim. As I expect the Ritva Akasha. So the Ritva answers that we're Mekel, he says the Lashon, we're Mekel on the Lav of Lifneiver. If the reason why you're doing it is for the good of the kid, because you want to test out how his midas are, because you want to be able to fix him up in case he doesn't, if he gets angry, you want to teach him. You can't get angry. So Memela, he says, because the interesting lashon, he said, the lav of Fnever is a lav shebichlalois. Rama also writes that. It's not Malchus on it. So we're makel over here by this kind of a lav, if the reason is for the toivus of the son. Interesting, the chiddush. So, im kain, efshir, you can use that also here. I don't know. Because she was hoping that Rus will pass the test. She thought she's good. She looks like, right? And it will be much better for her, because then she'll be a ger tzedek. And then, like the Rambam says, that these people that are megayer originally for issues, you have to stay away from them, and you're not supposed to get mixed with them, right? And then she'll be stuck. No one will marry her or anything. So if she passes it, it's good for her. So then maybe you could say that ritva also to matter it over here, because if you're doing it for the good of the person, then you don't get lifneiver.
Why can't you just bring her along and don't test her?
Because the Rambam says if you get one of these people that were megar l'shem ishus, no one should mix with them. You should choishish for them ein mekarvin oisam. And the Rambam says these people made all the tzaris for Klal Yisrael, these kind of people, and they were the Erev Rav, and that's what the Rambam means. He says, look at all the tzaris that happened for Klal Yisrael from these kind of people. So no one should mix with them. So it won't be good for her. So Mimela, it's her own good. Maybe that could be another heter on the leaf neighbor.
So it's on the side that Matlil Kliel were Megari them in this whatever way they were Megari them. So now Rus was being Megari them for real. Because Ashatel and Kailid.
Right. That was to make her Mamish
genuine.
So it's another level. There was going to be another level of gayer.
Right, even though it's not kashtus like a deraisa dikah halacha dikah different level, but the Rambam calls the first person not a ger tzedek. You can't call them a ger tzedek, and if they're this way, they're a ger tzedek. Nafkamina, now you can be makar of them.
So on Hillel's point, so it's very important. If they had the shvach gayeris in Maya, where do you see in the Megillah that she had a better gayeris in front of a base that?
Yeah, it doesn't say the bezdin part. It just says she.
According to the Rambam, she needs.
Well, not really. The Rambam doesn't write bezdin. The Rambam doesn't write bezdin. He just says you check and see how they are. Boitkin achrei and mayach
risa. That's enough.
That's it.
Build them once you
can't. But you are learning Hilchas Geiris.
What?
You are learning Hilchas Geiris.
Yeah, you are learning, but that's okay. I wouldn't say it's really a Geiris, because if you look in the Rambam, you'll see how he writes it. He says. The right way to megar people is you check out why they're doing it, and you find out are they doing it because they want to marry someone and this and that, and then you give them a hard time, like Rus, and that's where he brings it in, like Nami gave Rus a hard time, and you tell her this and that and that, and if they say yeah, then you know that they really mean it. So it's the same exact thing happening, just she did it in the wrong order. She first became a gear the wrong way, and then they tested her to see, you know. But and we do it the right way around. But it's we learn from there how to do it.
And maybe that's somebody said maybe Taka, that's what Boyaz was testing her also. Did you say that? Who said
that? Yeah. Somewhere it says Boyaz also was testing to see if she does all the
Zina. They both had the same cheshbon. Naomi had the same cheshbon.
Yeah. The Gemara it brings from Naomi. That's the Gemara brings the first question.
Yeah. And she couldn't be tested until then anyway. Maslan had to die first. They had to, you know, there had to be no reason for her to be megayrening. All had to be gone.
Right, or else you'll never know.
Including the possibility that they had red jungle.
Have her through, right. That's also true.
So then, right, then you can see if she's going to really mean it. So that is the Bach's whole cheshbin. That's how he learns. Now, Reb Isser Zalman.
If they were Jewish, when they had a Yerusha,
right?
The Jewish lady? What kind of? I mean, she doesn't have any. What does she have?
When they had a Yerusha?
Say she has from where? From who?
She wouldn't have been. She
Omi has.
She's a Jew.
Omi doesn't have it either.
A gradit. There is another nafkamina, of course, from the Bach that people talk about, because there's a shaila. It says that Boaz was doing some kind of something there by marrying her. What was he doing? So some say he was doing some form of yibum. It wasn't a regular yibum because it wasn't his brother, but he was related, right? That makes much more sense, like the Bach, that she was Jewish. So then she was married. So then if you learn the regular Pshat Rabbi Meir that they were a goy, then it wasn't really Yibum.
No, it was like Tomer. I mean, that's also.
But even Tomer, at least they were married. I'm saying,
so
here, she was a goy.
Was Machlin's brother?
Machlin's
no. No, also just
no,
a relative.
A non-technical Yibum.
Right, not technical.
Yeah.
The concept.
That's what the Rebbe said 14 years ago by the Yvamas Psychoshir.
Oh, yeah? All right. Yeah, I remember that I talked about it, but I don't remember what I said exactly. Okay.
You're going to be tested after the show.
I have the paper. So, yeah, I do have. Yeah. Okay. So now, here, Isser Zalman, it's brought down in the Har Tzvi. Reb Tzvi Pesach says that he heard from Reb Isser Zalman like, where he didn't quote the Bach. Rabbi Zalman did a similar kind of thing, but he went with a big chiddush. He said, which Rav Chaim Oizer also says, that the Rambam's Lashon over there, when he talks about Shlomo and Shimshon and all of them, the Rambam says that they all did it for ulterior motives, they took them based in Shalhen Yotis, right? And then the Rambam says, these kind of people, you're not makar of them, you're not marachik them, you don't make them into a goy, because they might be a yid. You're not, you can't be makar of them either, because you don't know what's doing with them, and you're choshish lohem ashtis barat tzidkasim. Okay? Now, Rav Chaim Oizer, and you'll see also Rav Yisrael Zalman, learned that all this not makarv, not marachik, and choshish, all this means that we're mamish sitting and watching to see if they're a Jew or a goy. Which is not what the Bach said. The Bach said she was a Jew b'di'evid, and that's it. And the pshat is, but she's not l'chatchila a Jew. So he learns that it means you're not makar of them. Like, you stay away from them. You don't marry them. You keep them separate. But not, they're a Jew, finished. But Rav Chaim Oizer said, no, the pshat is that it means that you're really checking. And if they end up going off, these kind of geirim that you know they started, then they are goy. That's what Chaim Moiser wanted to learn in the Rambam. I saw in the Dvar Avram, in Chel Gimel, he writes, L'chvoid harav goy in Rav Chaim Moiser Grzensky, thank you very much for your new sefer, Tshuvas Achiezer, and I read your tshuva on geirim. And the first thing he writes is, and this thing that you wrote, that these kind of geirim, you see what they do, could be not. Could be, he writes right in the beginning, could be even if they go off, they're still eating. And Pashtus, okay, so anyway, so Rishon Zalman goes with it like Chaim Oizer, that if they go off, they're a goy. So Mamele, he says, that's what happened with Ruth and with Arpa, both of them. They were Megar for marriage. So you've got to see where they're going to go. So Memela, that's why Naomi wanted to send both of them away. Because if they'll leave, that shows they went that way. And then they're a goy. And if they stay, then that shows they mean it, then they're a Jew.
Favor.
And Memela is no neighbor here at all, because whoever leaves will be a goy.
If I care, the Rambam's lesson is you have to test them.
Right,
it's exactly.
The Rambam doesn't say go and do a test. Just watch and see. Right,
it becomes known.
It becomes
nisbar.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't say do anything. Just
do
says, that's what he says. But there's one big kasha on Rav Chaim Oizer. Well, I don't have any answer for. Look at the end of the Rambam. That the Rambam says, and Lamaise, why did the Torah call the wives of Shlomo and Shimshin goyim? Because the Torah treated them like goyim. Because these kind of geiris, the Torah looks at it like goyim. And then the Rambam writes at the last halacha there, and he says, but lamaise? Oh, I forgot. And he says, v'oid, and not only that, taka hi chiyach soifan. Because these wives, zok the Rambam, if you look in the Navi, they end up doing out a zohar lamaise. So taka tzai chiyach soifan, where they ended up. But the Rambam says, but nevertheless, Shlomo and Shimshon kept them anyway, because Seif Kol Seif, they're a guy. So no, I don't know how to. That seems to say beferish, like the Bach, that even if you fail the test,
right,
you're not a guy. That's what it looks like.
Well, they were criticized.
They were criticized. They were criticized in the Tanakh like a guy. But the Rambam says, still, they didn't divorce them or what, because they were a ger.
Maybe because it's loy mekarvin v'loy
merachik. Okay, but the Rambam writes, and even after, the Rambam says, beferish, and even though they went bad, they kimu oisam, kosef, they were a ger. So, I don't know.
It's hard to know how much you go back. It means one of two things, that Seif, they did the right thing by keeping them, or that's good for the criticism.
Well, but that doesn't seem it, because look at how the whole Rambam goes. Loyala adas, don't ever think that Shlomo, who's called Yadir Hashem, or Shimshon would marry a guy, because they wouldn't marry a guy. No, what did they do? They did this kind of gayrus, which is not so great.
He means
l'chatchila. Okay, wait, but look in the Rambam inside. It's like, Kimat, it doesn't. I don't know how. I already saw this kasha in print in Rabbi Yafin on the Ritva. He brings up Chaim Eizer and he says, I don't know how to get through this. On Ritva and Yavamis, he doesn't know how to get through that Rama with the feet of Chaim Eizer. Okay, so I don't know. But here, Rabbi Zalman went the same way also. Okay, now, Adkan is the. Yeah, all right. We went through two main things. All right? I don't know if we're going to get through the whole next thing at all, but two main things. The first Malchus state, they were a goy, plain Pashadig goy. Okay, get through all the Isurim that way. The second way is the Bach. They were really a Yid, but they were not a Lechatchili Yid. Okay, now I want to say over a third possible way. But I'll see if I can get the whole thing in. Like this. There is a din that it says in the Medrash, they weren't accepting Gerim from Amon Moiv. It's on the pasuk that you came to a nation Ashalo Yodat Mitmol Shulshim. So it says the Bezin told her it's good you came today, Migayr, because today they just made the din that Moynis and Moyavis are allowed to marry. So now we'll take you. But if you would have come Esmol, if you would have come yesterday, we wouldn't let you be Migayr, which is a big chiddush. Why can't you be Migayr? So there's two ways to learn the Medrash. Rav Yochum Fishel Perlow in his sefer and Rav Sadia Goin brings a psikta zutrasi. That psikta zutrasi says on the words loy sidroy shloim amitivasam. There's a loisa say you're not allowed to have shalom and toiv with the amoinim. Lamalamed shame kablin gerin man. That's called shloim amitivasam. So it's a mamish alav. You can't megayer amoinim until they change the name that amoinim is not included. Then you could take him in. So he learns it to the raisa. I remember my Rosh Koyler, Rabbi Yaakov Schiff, he learned that it wasn't a deraisa, it's a takana. They won't accept you as a ger if you can't marry anyone. It's going to come to a michshel. You're going to make somebody Jewish who can't marry anybody. It's not good. Right? And there's a very good sushtel to that. In the end of the first parak of Yevamis, it says that these people who live in the city Tarmud are all chashash mamzer. Because there's a lot of mamzerim, and memela, and a lot of them are goyim, but a lot of them are mamzerim, and it says therefore we won't accept a ger from the city Tarmud. So the kasha is why can't accept a ger? Same thing, because we don't take a gerim who can't marry anyone. Now there's a din like this: if you have a bezdin of I have to say two anachas. If you learn like the Bach that we had before, or anybody who says they were Megayer, what happened with Loyave Amoini Moyavis? Right? What's with that? So on that, Rabbi Krasner says a very Gishmaka thing. He says, the world held that it was even the ladies, but there were Echidim. You had Boyaz. He knew. So you have to say that Machlon and Kilian were, the Gemara calls them Gedolei Ador in Bava Basra. They knew it. They knew that. They knew about it already. Okay? So now, shots like this. It says in the Ursa Meach that if you are a Bezdin of Hedyotis, you can be Megayer B'dievin. But Tosis explains why, because there's a thing called Shlichus HaKavdina. There's a klal, right, that they're like shlichim of the real bezdin. Zoktav Chaim or Sameach. But if the real bezdin made a takana that we're not letting you to megayer this kind of person, then if you do it, you're not a shliach, and it's ma'akev b'dievedi. Okay, so now pshats like this, you can learn the pshat like this: that Machlin and Kilyon, they held that the takana that you don't take these gerim is wrong. It's a takana's toes. So Mimela, they said, we'll be gar by hedyaitis, like we just went through, right? And even though there's a takana that you're not allowed to take these ladies, that takana is a takana's toes lash from a takana. It's because they don't know the din. They think that they're not allowed to, but we know the din, right? So Mimela, they said this gerus works. But the reason why it says in the other places that they were a guy, The pshat is because it's not true that it was a toast. The pshat was then the bezdin of that time paskined that the din is that even almoinis, and it had a teiras psak to it. It wasn't like they goofed, they made a mistake. Later, the bezdin changed the thing, and they said the din is its mutter.
So
it was busted
like the
bezdin. So I'm saying that's why it says l'maisa, they were a guy. In truth, they were a guy. Because since the din was you're not allowed to mimkabel them, so memela, the evidence ma'akev. So memela, even though they thought they were a Jew, but really they were a guy. Okay, that's in short, the third. Yeah.
About how they forgot the din, then they remember.
And then
they forgot it. So
yeah, for sure. In between boyaz and later, they forgot it. That's what that says.
And then they
use
it's only
that part's
later,
is
the
one.
A lot of them, he was afraid they would be chosen, that someone, yes, that's Rav Rob says they were afraid to be chosen, but I'm okay, I can marry her maybe, but my children maybe, yeah.
And then Rabbi Krasner found someone before Rav also said the same thing. I remember who it was.
They come from Eglon, from Bolov.
Bolov
and Sifra Bolov from Moab, but he said he was really from Midian.
Oh, Rashi says.
Not from Moab.
Ah, so why would they?
Those were fallen wives.
Ah. That's a good job.
Okay.
Yosef, don't forget your phone. Joey. Joey.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going? Thank you.